The so-called Islamic State released a video today announcing the murder of another American hostage. The video shows the beheading of Peter Kasich, a former Army Ranger who became an aid worker in Syria. NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
The video is in the distinctive, horrifying style of the group's propaganda. Multiple mass killings are carried out over 16 slickly presented minutes, including the dramatically filmed beheading of at least 18 men described as Syrian soldiers. At the end, a man with a knife and a British accent is shown standing over a bloody head, which he claims is that of the man known as Abdurrahman since converting to Islam while in captivity, but called Peter Kasich when he served as a US soldier in Iraq. The White House says that a review of the video by the intelligence community concluded that it confirms the death of Kasich, who was 26. A White House statement offered prayers and condolences to his family, while John Kerry called him a young man who was courageous and selfless to the core, in contrast with the pernicious evil of the Islamic State. Kasich, an Indianapolis native, was remembered with great affection by many of the Syrian colleagues with whom he tried to help those in need. One, Burham Aga, with whom Kasich volunteered in hospitals in Lebanon, says he remembers the first time he met him.
I wonder how come there are a young man, he leave America, and that's life which a lot of people right now dreaming to go there and live there. He left everything there and came to Middle East to help the people who need that.
Kasich's parents, Ed and Paula Kasich, said in a statement they hope their treasured son will be remembered for his aid work in Syria and the love he shared with friends and family. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.